The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark, maybe. We haven't seen Trish this morning. You know, Trish has always kind of pushed the envelope there. And I haven't checked my mail this morning or a message. So, you know, it could be that she's not going to be here.
And we hope that it's nothing, that there's not been an issue or something, that she's merely dealt with some traffic, or maybe her garage door didn't work.
Her garage door did not go down like last time. Okay, that's something else there. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It is, what is it, the 15th? Is today the 15th?
Yes,
today
is the 15th, Ides of January.
The Ides of January. 2015, 7:07 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567 as the train starts rolling. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning. You just gave me an idea for a bump out on this segment.
Okay.
10% chance of rain after 4 and then mostly sunny for the rest of the day. Well, not after 4, but high today should be near 57 degrees, 30% chance of rain tonight.
No, you blurred your words then. Slow down.
Okay. A 10% chance of rain.
30% chance of rain.
It'll be mostly sunny today. They wrote this badly. Mostly sunny today and then a chance of rain late in the day, then 30% overnight. Rain likely. Hear that? Likely on Friday. Then mostly cloudy and a high of 55. And that will last as we head into the weekend. Rain through Sunday and then showers on MLK Day. So every little bit is going to help. It is currently 41 degrees in Reading.
And the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts. And you can reach them at 365-3793. Good morning.
Getting a little close today, weren't we?
Well, gosh, missed the
weren't
light.
We, supervisor. What do you
how many strobes did you set off as you came through?
When I come down.
I'm here, and there's nothing behind me.
I come down. Most of the time, I come down Shasta Avenue here. And so I can roll in and park. And today, and so when you make the turn from Court Street onto Shasta, you look, look down the road there, and we have two lights. We have, of course, the main one on Market and Shasta Street, but then there's another one on Shasta in this little street up here. If the one is green down at the far end down here on Shasta, and the one with the photo light, there's a chance you can make the other green light if you just kind of like run the speed limit real close. And so, but today, Jimbo's in front of me. Jimbo, who is a well-known personality here in town, is over at KLXR. He's in front of me and he stomps on the gas and he takes off because he's going for the light. And I'm right behind him and we make the light. We both discussed when we saw each other inside was there's this little yellow Volkswagen. If that yellow Volkswagen's on in front of you, hang it up. You could have an hour. You're not going to make it. He's doing 20 miles an hour down the street in his 1965 Volkswagen, bug.
Yeah.
So you just know. So, yeah. But anyway.
Well, and that was
But you have to hit those lights.
That was the key this morning because when I come off the freeway, there's four lights.
Right.
And you can make them all and go right through. If you don't make them, if you get stopped at the first one, you're going to stop at every one of them, and it adds an additional 3.5 minutes to the time I arrive at the station, which is just about the time
about
I was
the time
late.
You walked in. Well, you know, what is it that it seems like the lights would be set so that you go, that if you're on one. Now, on Pine Street, they do that. Pine Street, you get on one light, you can run the whole street without having to stop.
Right.
But you come on Shasta Street, and it doesn't happen. You'll get stuck on one, or you'll go through one, and it'll stop you, and then you think, okay, I'll make it, and then you go to the next one, and they'll stop you.
I can explain that.
Okay, what is that?
Part of the, what you're passing through is a Caltrans-controlled throughway, and those are Caltrans-controlled lights. So they don't play nice, I am told, necessarily with the city lights.
Yeah.
No, they don't care.
And that, yeah, that happens sometimes. And then, of course, now in a lot of instances, and I don't think it's on those, they're also controlled by traffic in the other direction. They'll stay green forever if the traffic's flowing.
Yeah.
But anyway.
There's some left-turn signals here in this town that they will not change.
I think that the lesson learned is that I really ought to allow myself a little more time.
Leave 5 minutes earlier than
that would entail actually getting up when the alarm goes off instead of
third hit on the snooze button kind
you
of.
You got it. You got it. Doggone.
Hey, you know, everything we've been reading about the attack on Charlie Hebro.
Wow.
Now, we have a guest today, and I'm not saying it's anything to that level. But today at 8 o'clock, we've got a guy by the name of Scott Stapleton. He's the editor of the Santa Barbara News Press. And why did I bring him on the show today? I mean, Santa Barbara and all that. He made national news when he used the term illegals in his front page. And he's used the word, his paper says the truth. We have illegals here, illegal immigrants. We have illegals here. He has been under attack, and now they've started. They're at that level that Charlie was at the beginning. It wasn't just people calling, and it wasn't that. Now they've started. They've attacked his paper. They've paint bombed it. They sprayed graffiti on it that read, "The border is illegal, not the people." Well, of course, this is where their mentality is. And you say, oh, well, that's nothing compared to what happened in Paris.
But that's
how
it starts.
You're right. But that's the way it started back there. Now you've got people vandalizing. You've got people threatening him. You've got all this happening because they don't like the way the words he used. So this is how we're going to do this. And if you don't think that's terrorism, you're wrong. That is exactly what it is. I will break your windows. I will paint bomb your – I will slash the tires in your car if you continue to use those words illegal. Now, what is that if that's not terrorism?
That's exactly what it is. And I have no trouble saying it, unlike some of the people in our administration.
No, I have no problems with that. But Scott's going to be on the show today, and I just want to talk to him and say, what's going on with you here? Because, see, he lives in a different area, I guess, than we do because – God knows we have enough shows on here that talk about a lot of different things. But nobody's ever, I've had people say, I really don't like this person. And my comment is, well, I really didn't like him either, but don't listen to him.
Yeah.
This is the greatest thing about America. Don't listen to him.
That's all his freedom. Like that. And certainly the newspapers have stood up forever about the freedom of speech and their right to print information that sometimes we maybe don't even think they should.
And by the way, Record Searchlight, you want to increase your circulation by 1 million? Put a picture of Muhammad on your front page.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In fact, that's a cartoon in the paper today. Hey, we can increase circulation by 3 million. And the editor says, forget it.
Yeah.
Anyway, good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl. Where in the world is the time going? Here
I'm
we are
sure.
pushing
sure.
the envelope on January, and I don't even know what happened to 2014.
Well, that's true.
We're
almost at the end of January. I mean, it's halfway
through.
That's what
I'm saying.
It's halfway
through. That's crazy.
And you know what? The only thing that can make me feel better is to tell you for your male cats, if you take them down to even humane, you can have them neutered for only $20. You can't do male dogs anymore. They've already made all the appointments you can handle for the dogs. But if you've got a male cat you want to have neutered for only $20, give Haven Humane a call. 241-1658. I don't know why. That just makes me feel better when I say that because how I feel about feral cats running around the neighborhood.
Fix every one of them.
Absolutely. Catch them, fix them, and then you can turn them loose again because, you know what? Eventually, they're going to die. But they can't propagate then.
Oh, I hear you. The feral cat issue, I don't know. Now, I don't know whether it's not as bad in my area. Well, I know it's for one thing, the house burned down behind me
that had
all the cats. So there are less, I believe.
It was probably kitties playing with matches.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm glad you're here, Trish. I haven't seen you for a while, and we need to talk. We've got to take a break right now, but when we come back, I want to talk to you about the crab feed that you went to and things that are coming up here and things that are happening in the world. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our friends there have the greatest coffee at Espresso Joe's at super prices, lattes, espressos, everything, plus all the coffee type of making equipment you could possibly want there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, and they support our community in 1,000 different ways. Joe and Shelley do. And we're heading out. What is that bad, Bob?
This is for everyone who's had to come through town and try to cross the tracks at the worst possible time.
Looking for that perfect firearm? Look no farther than Stevenson Firearms. Stevenson Firearms, 949-5000. And after you've found that perfect firearm, try TCF Ammunition, made in Reading to exact specifications. You can find TCF Ammunition at Lake Liquor Sporting Goods, 1345 Lake Boulevard, on the way, on the lake, where you can find all your hunting and fishing needs. Make the commitment to shop local. Stevenson Firearms, TCF Ammunition, and Lake Liquor Sporting Goods.
Pre-planning your funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid Plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
Make the new year a happy one for your male dog or cat with a stop at the Haven Humane Clinic during their Happy Neuter Year campaign. For only $20, have your male dog or cat neutered and help stop the overpopulation problem in Shasta County. Puppies and kittens can breed as young as 4 months old, so don't wait. During the month of January, Haven Humane is offering $20 neuters for dogs, cats, puppies, and kittens. Make your appointment today as procedure space is limited. Call 241-1658 to make your prepaid appointment and make this a Happy Neuter Year for your male dog or cat. Funding provided by PetSmart Charities.
Mark your calendar for the 66th Annual Sierra Cascade Logging Conference coming February 5th, 6th, and 7th to the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Sponsored in part by Wheelabrator Shasta Energy Company, Robo Bank, Murphy Veneer, California Forestry Association, and Roseburg Forest Products, this event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. See displays, logging competition, and much more. Admission is free to this three-day event. For more information, go to SierraCascadeExpo.com.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 28th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, January 31st. While enjoying all-you-can-eat crab, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, Umpqua Bank, Robo Bank, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
Join us for Turtle Bay's most delicious event ever, Chocolate After Dark. For $35 per ticket, you'll enjoy an evening of unique chocolate delicacies, distinctive wine and beverage tastings, and an exclusive preview of our newest exhibition, Sweet, A Tasty Journey. With limited tickets available, this fabulous event is sure to sell out. Don't wait. Get your tickets today. This is a 21 and over event only. Buy your tickets at the Turtle Bay Museum Store and Coffee Bar or at turtlebay.org now. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and all the hardworking crew would like to thank you for another successful year. If you're one of those who's already filled your tank, great. If not, you need to do so. Kathy has another load of forklift bottles and barbecue tanks just came into the Reading plant, so stop and see Gary. In Corning, half mile east of I-5, Robin has CFN and Visa card lock for all the trucks and cars 24/7. Tractor hydraulic, motor oils, and 5-gallon pails. In Weaverville, Joe's been busy with customers picking up kerosene at the plant, and he's also a CFN Visa card lock 24/7 for cars and trucks, and he can fill your propane bottle. The Sierra Cascade Logging Conference and Equipment Show is coming up again in February 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Anderson District Fairgrounds. So bring the kids. As always, it's free. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, it's Thursday. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight.
This was like one of the first hit songs I played back in my DJ days.
That's Blondie, right?
Yep. Deborah Harry. Oh, my.
7:20 in the morning, 15th of January. It's 41 degrees out there today. It's going to get up in the 60s. We don't have to start worrying about rain until tomorrow. Starting to come in. Let's get some. I tell you what. Shut down the ski park. Hey, Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Trish, you know what? You would be here exactly on time if... Well, how'd you sleep last night? Did you go to bed earlier or something?
I went to bed too early last night. That was the issue because my body will only sleep even on a sleep number bed for so many hours.
So many hours. Okay, my sleep number. I tell you what, when I click off the light, the next thing that happens is Elk Killer is standing on my head wanting to go out at 5 o'clock in the morning. I have been sleeping so well in my sleep number bed. My sleep number setting is 45. Sometimes I drop it to 40. Other times, one night I slept at 100 and still slept all through the night.
Wow, 100. That's really firm.
I forgot. But I must have been tired that night.
Yeah, my sleep number is 55. It just kind of settled in there several years ago, and that's just where I stay mostly.
Well, you know, the sleep number is the only bed that lets you adjust itself and to the however you feel. And now with the new Sleep IQ technology, you don't have to do anything but sleep. And sensors work with the dual air technology inside the bed to see how well you're sleeping. And with the Sleep IQ activity tracker feature, you can begin to see a correlation between your daily routines and nighttime sleep. So you can make those adjustments to your sleep number setting based on what you learn early, because it sends you these messages on this app. Every day you can learn what affects your sleep and what adjustments to make. You can choose to use them or not, but you've got this, you know, your exercise routines, and we're working out a lot more lately, you know, 3 times a week plus yoga, kind of, you know, this is our year of health. Sleep number gives us that opportunity to adjust that mattress. And how many other mattresses do that?
Well, I don't think there is any.
No, you know, it's the number one mattress in 2014 by Consumer Reports. Right now, you can save $600 on the number one rated Sleep Number i8 bed. Head on down to Target Shopping Center. Go down to the store down there. Talk to Brian or Janice. Have them show you just exactly how well you can sleep at night. Okay. Now, did you see where the you went to the Anderson Crab Feed?
Yes.
Yep.
And it was excellent. The turnout was good. I think it was some people just couldn't attend. They had sold, I think, almost 1,000 tickets. And I don't know for sure how many people were there. It was packed. But the crab was excellent this year.
Well, you know what? I understand it's going to be a good crab year.
Yeah, that's a good sign. You know, the Anderson Rotary kind of is the kickoff of the big ones.
That's right.
And then there's several more One Safe Place coming up the end of the month.
End of the month, I'll be emceeing that with Ed Roman.
Yeah, and I'll be out there helping with the auction. And
well, if I tell you what, we have some great live auction items this year. Assemblyman Brian Daly is going to host a squeak hunt in Bieber.
Wow.
So you get transportation up for two shooters up to Bieber. They shoot with the assemblyman and then have lunch and then shoot some more and then come home. And who provides the transportation? El Jefe, right here. Carl Bott.
Right.
Hop into my red truck. Or if you've got a plane, we'll fly up in that. the other thing we have.
I'm opted for the plane.
Yeah. Well, my truck, I'll have it cleaned. We throw all the ammo and gear in the back. And the other thing that there's many, many, many items.
There's a lot of
great
things.
The other one, though, is a trap shoot with Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. And at the end of it, two rounds, he's going to provide an Italian lunch that he's made himself.
Perfect.
Hey. So there's lots of things to bid on out there. And as in the Anderson crab feed, everything goes to a good cause.
Well, and that's the point of these, you know, we're so blessed in this community because we have they're great social events. You go, you see everybody you haven't seen in a long time. It's fun. You're a lot of socializing, but you're raising funds for really good projects. And the money's going right back into the community. Everybody that's there that night is volunteering their time and their effort. And it just, they're really good community events. And you need to just put them on your calendar and make a point to go to them.
And they're really fun.
Not
only that, the first time I went to a crab feed in Reading. In fact, that's the first crab feed I'd ever been to my whole life.
Wow.
I mean, something like this. And I walked in and I was in awe. I walked out feeling absolutely guilty because I destroyed a whole probably 10 families of crabs. Single-handedly, had just, you know, just eaten as many crabs as you could possibly eat. And I felt guilty.
But we do fun things because we bring drawn butter and we bring decorations for the table.
We had not done hors d'oeuvres.
Everybody brings their own accoutrements to break them apart. And it's just a fun event. If you guys aren't going to crab feeds, well, you're missing out on a great time.
You have to come and watch because we have, not only do we have our own little crab breakers and we have our little butter warmers. We have little crab napkins or bibs.
I
also have...
You got crab here. Crab ears. I have a crab hat.
I have a crab hat that I wear.
Yeah.
Some people would say that's embarrassing. And no, because...
No, Linda and Carl look great in their crab hats.
We wear our crab hats once a year.
Are you a picker or a piler?
I am a piler.
Okay.
And I'm a picker.
Okay.
See, and what we're talking about is you pick it out and eat it at each time, or you like break a bunch of it into a stack or a pile of crab.
Yeah,
I can't believe we're talking
about
this.
Actually, make a crab.
We've got defunding of the immigration bill. We've got everything. Okay, what?
Okay,
what else?
Let's put things in importance.
Let's put things in perspective here. You got to bring the extra, even though they have a lot of butter there. Okay, now the one thing you don't do is you don't eat all the bread. Don't eat all that extra
stuff.
Oh, no,
don't be doing that.
No, don't be. It just fills you up.
I hand
a $10 bill to our server. Makes no difference because I never see her again as they come through. No. And they just keep dumping it on you. Have they ever run out of crab?
Not to my knowledge. I've never been to one at the Rotary or at the Chesapeake Refuge or one safe place that where they've run out of crab.
I heard down in Sacramento they ran out of crab one time and it wasn't nice. It wasn't pretty. It became very unpretty. The other thing about it, my problem with this is when they asked me to emcee it with Ed Rollman, I said, okay, that's great. I mean, I didn't say that right away. I said, okay, all right. I've got to get up on the stage early. Here's the problem. How can you eat the crab?
If you're not, they won't start.
You know, it's after the crab parade. The crab queen comes through, then they start serving. But then you got to get on the stage. How do you eat crab then? I mean, and nobody at my table said they will crack crab for me. Gene King said she would, but nobody else said they would crack crab and just dump it on my
Gene
plate
King's
for me.
Gene King's going to be so busy doing all kinds
of
other things.
Gene. But she's a woman that can do everything. So
yeah, that's true. One of the things we used to do, and I may be stepping out of line here because maybe there's a real good reason why we can't do it anymore. But we used to do crab races. Buzz's Crab Stand, and we had these.
I can tell you right now why you're not doing crab races.
They were so fun. We actually used to. You could even decorate your crab, and then. If you helped them along, though, then they
there
cross
you go.
Foul.
Well, that might have had something to do when you put a flamethrower up its butt.
No.
And it gives us a little.
That was a lot of fun. And I know there's a lot of people out there listening who are going to say, oh, I remember that.
I actually have a scar in my hand
because I got bit. Those claws can really get at you. And I got the claw in the corner between my thumb and, oh, that hurt. I think I probably said a word I shouldn't have.
Oh, I can't imagine that. I'm just surprised you haven't said that word here.
Oh, really?
Okay, we have managed to spend 25 minutes not talking about anything.
That's good.
Sleeping and crab races. We're going to take a quick break. We've got our guest rolling in here. I want to remind everybody again, Scott Stapleton from the Santa Barbara Press News.
This is going to be a good conversation.
I talked to him just for a little while on the phone. And you know what? There's a lot of stuff going on down there. Now, you know, Santa Barbara is pretty well off financially, financial community down there. However, he said he's running into a lot of stuff down there.
That is a wealthy community, and I don't know. It's been a while since I paid any attention whether they tend to go more. For a long time, they were a very conservative community as well. I think a Republican representative, but I'm not sure what their logistics are now.
Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Bostiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur. We talked to the chief yesterday. This is probably a good time to go out and buy guns. Things aren't going to get any better, at least not for the next 6 months that you can see. And with Proposition 7 is kicking in, with more and more people being let out of jail and not put into jail, we have all types of instances we talked about yesterday. Should you be armed? Should you be able to protect yourself and your home? Absolutely. Police are not going to be sitting in front of your house all the time. You've got to be able to protect yourself. And how do you do this? There's a number of ways, non-lethal and lethal. You can use a combination of them. But at Bastiani Arms, you can buy both non-lethal and lethal methods of stopping people from attacking you, hurting you, or hurting your loved ones there. And they've got sales going on right now. They have ammo of all kinds. In fact, I just saw where John found cases of ammo to be able to back under stuff in a storeroom. Hey, great. 22. And 22 caliber, which is impossible to find, he's got cases of it. Crates of it, not cases, but crates. So, Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, give him a call at 222-8222. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, we'll be right back.
It's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark here today. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. She's got a lot of things going on. 41 degrees out there today on the 15th of January.
Expecting a little rain this weekend, maybe.
Oh, yeah, we need it. 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, where Trish goes down and finds baubles that
absolutely.
She really likes. You know, baubles, you know. I think of baubles not like diamonds and everything, but that's what he's got. He's got diamonds. He's got emeralds. He's got it all. Mm-hmm. He's got estate jewelry that you cannot match anywhere else. Is Leonard and his associates down at Four Winds Jewelry. Not only that, they only train watch repairmen in the whole area. If you've got a watch repair job, or batteries, whatever, just take it in, Four Winds Jewelry. Got gold to sell? Got silver to sell? Go in and see Leonard. 2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs. Give them a call at 222-2750. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30. Okay, we're here with Riverfront Playhouse.
Some of my favorite people. They do such wonderful things there.
Jennifer Levins and Richard Grace. And you all are putting on a very famous play called Harvey. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Okay, tell us a little bit about Harvey for people that may not know about the play.
Okay, Harvey is a Pulitzer Prize-winning play for 1944. It debuted November 1st, 9 days before I was born. Wait a minute. It's a story about acceptance. It's a story about having friends and having friends from all walks of life. And it's also very, very funny.
And, it's, you know, if people may remember the movie Harvey with Jimmy Stewart.
Yes.
And the pet rabbit, or not the rabbit, but the invisible rabbit that you would see. I think at the end you saw a shadow of the rabbit.
He's a pooka.
But in this case, in the play is different than the movie, though.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You never see the rabbit.
In the play.
In the play. But you do see signs of the rabbit.
Like?
Oh, like doors open, locked doors open.
Things appear that weren't there before.
Oh, okay. Now, that's Richard Grace. Now, Richard, are you playing, what's your spot in the play?
I play the part of Dr. William Chumley. He's the head psychiatrist of a local sanitarium where Elwood P. Dowd, the main character, is being committed by his sister.
Because nobody believes.
He has an imaginary friend.
Exactly.
Well, he drinks.
Oh.
That's no reason
to commit someone.
That's her reason, anyway. But basically, he's constantly introducing Harvey to all these big shots in society, and his sister and niece consider him an embarrassment. And because they're like, great, I get to be associated with the biggest nutcase in all of town.
Okay. And this is a – how many people in the play? Is this a
– it's a 12-character play, but one character only has one line.
Oh, okay. That's,
you know, so hey, it's
an 11 not character. The size of the – of the part, it's the actor playing
right.
the part.
Exactly. That can be the line that steals
line.
The show.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't think so in this case.
Okay. Well, anyway. Okay. Now, how many plays have you been associated with?
Oh, Jennifer? I don't even want to think about it. It was one a year until the year my parents died, and it's still been basically one a year.
Since then?
Yeah. So. Sometimes two. Sometimes I act in them, and then sometimes I direct them.
And what do you do when you're not doing this?
Oh, well, this year I'm not doing, but I was doing taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And what else?
Relax
oh, I used to sing. I used to do a lot of stuff.
And what about you, Richard? I know that you you all are big in the Riverfront. I mean, we've got, you know what? Riverfront has got such great people in it, talented, hardworking, and I mean, and I. You don't get paid, I don't believe, or if you
nope.
do, it doesn't even pay for your gas, probably.
Well, if we get paid, it's sort of like Harvey, imaginary.
Imaginary
yeah.
money.
That's there. Why I always double everybody's salary
exactly.
every year.
Exactly. Every really good performance, you get a bonus.
Yeah.
You can match your regular salary.
Well, when's Harvey starting? Or is it started already?
We open this Saturday
open
night.
This Saturday night.
And we run through Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2015.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
And we do have a preview night on Friday night. It's like our final dress rehearsal.
Okay.
Okay.
No programs.
I think we have a couple tickets to Harvey. I know Linda's going to be giving them away. I don't see them here in front of me, but I'm sure we've got at least two. So for the first, you know, for anybody that calls in, you want to go see Harvey. This is going to be a great play. This is a comedy, Pulitzer Prize winning one. We've got our people here from Riverfront that are there, 605-4567. We gave a bunch away yesterday. So I'm sure we still have at least two left. And if not, I will get you two tickets. And for I think it'll be Wednesday. Next Wednesday night.
Next Wednesday night.
I think that's the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be there, and it's going to be the KCNR media night that night. So, you know, we'll be there. Our people will be there for this that night. So if you want a couple tickets to see Harvey, and I think it's going to be a great play.
It is. How about a little bit of an update on the Capitol campaign and where we're at on moving the facility?
Well, we're doing our best to raise money so that we can break ground, and we the artistic committee are formulating the first shows for late 2016.
In the new facility.
Late 2016 in the new facility.
So when are they breaking ground here?
They're hoping they can break ground in June or July.
June or July. Okay, now they're still trying to raise some more money too, right?
Right. So anybody who wants to contribute, please send it into the Capitol campaign. It's a new theater for Riverfront would be a wonderful cultural advantage to this community.
Well,
and build into what's already started in the downtown area and just enhance that whole process with the Cascade Theater and the wonderful facilities that are being built down there. And we're all hoping that it's sooner rather than later. Mm-hmm. While you do a wonderful work there at the small facility, it is hard to get parking, and this would be so much better in the downtown location and to be able to walk to the restaurants and.
Well,
it's all part of the Cascade, and you're going to have the theater going, you have the Cascade going, you've got, like you said, the restaurants.
The promenade,
promenade down there, and there's going to be a lot of different things happening that way.
And it also offers a mid-sized auditorium for smaller groups.
For other events.
Right,
exactly.
How many will it seat?
About 234.
Oh, see, that's good. See, mm-hmm. Then you can have those mid-range events like singing and mm-hmm. shows like that, too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We have tickets for Harvey. It's going to be next Wednesday, the 21st. It's going to be
at the Riverfront Playhouse.
Riverfront Playhouse. It's going to be Harvey. We gave away a number of them yesterday, 605-4567, and you can get your tickets to Harvey and have a great time there. We appreciate y'all coming by. How do people get a hold of tickets and all that?
Cascade Theater.
Cascade Theater.
You can call in, and they can put it on the tickets on will call, or you can go right down there and buy them.
There you go. How much are tickets?
Oh, are we allowed to say that on
sure.
the air? I think they range from 15 to 22. 15 on matinees, 17 for regular shows, and 22 for closing.
Okay. So.
And then what happens when sometimes the different event, the different organizations do a buyout for your different things?
Then they basically own the theater for a night, and they're responsible for selling the tickets. There are 92 seats there. There's a nice profit-making
opportunity for different nonprofits.
Right.
And my Sir Optimist group used to buy out on a regular basis, mm-hmm. and it's a great fundraiser for your organization. You have the opportunity to go in and serve hors d'oeuvres and adult beverages if you like during intermission. And then that can be a fundraiser for your organization as well as seeing a really mm-hmm. great play.
Well, one of the organizations I belong to did a buyout for Harvey.
Yeah. Okay. Jennifer Lovins and Richard Grace here. Harvey, starting this Saturday. It's going to go to February the 14th.
What a great Valentine's Day present.
Great Valentine's
Absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely, yeah.
Look. Okay. Thank you very much for coming by today. And Linda's giving away tickets. We gave away a number of tickets yesterday, and we'll give away some more tonight.
Good. We love audiences.
Oh, yeah. Audiences are nice.
The more the merrier.
And you know what? Having the, plays like this and going all the time, and people that are into the acting, giving up their time like this, and they do great jobs. It's just something else that helps, you know, it's for that ambiance of Reading.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, Shasta County has so many things to offer, and every once in a while I actually run into someone who says to me, I've never been to the Riverfront Playhouse. And I think, wow, there's so many things here to do and go see, and certainly the Riverfront Playhouse is on the top of that list. So they need to pay attention. So if you're listening out there, you've never been to the Riverfront Playhouse, what a grand opportunity to introduce yourself to a new venue in Shasta County.
We are on Facebook. We have a website. We're always on the radios.
There.
Yeah, we're sort of technologically advanced.
Well, fantastic. And they're not going to be disappointed because they're always great performances.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Well, you bet. Thank you very much, and good luck, and break a leg.
Uh-huh.
We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, KCNR, 1460.
It's that time of year again for the 33rd annual Reading Gun Show, March 7th and 8th. Saturday hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive here in Reading, California. For more information, you can contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Eagle's Landing at 222-8556, and all proceeds go to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Happy 2015 from Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue in Reading. Make it your resolution to drive a brand new Kia, the car with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. And from Reading Kia, complimentary lifetime oil change, and see dealer for details.
For a limited time, all 2015 Kia Optimas are available with 0% financing for up to 60 months and $1,000 in KMF bonus cash. That's 0% financing for up to 60 months and $1,000 in KMF bonus cash on all new 2015 Kia Optimas.
And all new 2015 Kia Sedonas are eligible for 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. And coming very soon to the showroom, the all new 2016 Kia Sorento.
So take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, and any emission testing fee. Subject to prior sale on approval of credit, must finance through Kia Motors Finance for KMF bonus cash and interest rate offer. Sale ends February 2nd.
Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 28th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, January 31st. While enjoying all-you-can-eat crab, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, Umpqua Bank, Rabobank, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is 7:48 in the morning, 41 degrees out there. It's going to be up to around 62 today. Probably getting some rain later on this week.
It looks like we're going to get some rain later on in the week. We're hopeful by this evening or Friday, and the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane.
365-3793. Give them a call out there if you want to be warm. February 14th is Valentine's Day, and our next guest, we're going to be talking with her about this. But on February the 14th, Linda, it's a Saturday, Wind River's putting on an extravaganza out there. for people for Valentine's Day. And the it's pivotal around Linda and Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. They're going to be there singing and playing from 6 to 8 p.m. that evening. Dinners are starting at 5 p.m. And then, I mean, you can start eating then. And then you can listen to Linda and you can dance. You can just enjoy yourself, dining, dancing, and, of course, imbibing on our favorite beverages right there.
Exactly.
In the Elements Lounge. And if you've been there, you know exactly what we're talking about, what a great show it is. She's got some more people coming into play. It's going to be romance. It's going to be a lot of fun there.
And a few people have not been out to watch Linda Bot and the Songbirds.
Bluebirds.
Linda is fantastic. Yes. And the backup, and it's just an incredible evening.
It will be. But you're going to need
reservations.
Reservations there, because it will fill up, and you want to get the great seats. So give them a call at 243-3377. That's 243-3377. Ask for the Elements Lounge. Say you want to be there for Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. Because later on, after she's finished, about an hour and a half later, another band's going to start. So you can make it a whole night there if you'd like. But get in there and listen.
And they have a package that
us.
You can actually get in to get the...
Great package deal. You can spend a night. You get money for dining. You have money for gambling there. And it's just a wonderful price. I think it's about $150 for the whole thing, which is really a great deal there for everybody. Okay. Again, 243-3377. Okay. We're here with Nancy Matthews, and she is the owner and founder of Chocolat de Nanette.
Very good, Carl. Very good.
we were coaching in the
as we say.
Yes.
Reminds me of that movie too,
Chocolat. Hey, good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
You've been with us before here.
Yes.
You're here for a couple of reasons. We want to talk about it because it's February 14th coming up.
Oh, yes, it is.
Chocolat.
Yes.
Oh, I think they probably said more chocolate. Easter
in one day then.
Yeah.
Christmas drags out, but Valentine's is a one-week craziness.
One-week extravaganza
of
gift-giving and chocolate. And,
yes.
You know, Four Winds Jewelry. Here's your chance, guys, to make up for Christmas.
There you go.
You know what? Or even to start your year off good, you hit them with chocolate and diamonds.
Perfect.
I mean, the rest of the year has got to be good.
Yes, absolutely. Works for me.
Okay, so let's talk about Chocolat de Nanette.
Okay.
What's that exactly?
Well, Chocolate by Nancy. Okay, we'll just keep it simple. French. I've been doing this for 31 years, enjoying every minute of it. I was retail for quite a while. I went back to wholesale because I am also a florist and down at Safeway. So I share both of the good things, flowers and chocolate. We are promoting the Turtle Bay Chocolate Extravaganza Friday night at 7 o'clock. And, of course, they've asked me to be there, too, because they're doing their opening of the candy.
A new candy exhibition.
Sweet, A Tasty Journey. And they asked me to be there, so I would have lots of chocolate there.
Okay.
I am wholesale, though, and I want people to understand that I'm not open to the public, but I've got some wonderful retail stores that I want to promote if they want to go get their Valentine goodies. Enjoy the store, beautiful store on California, and also the Enjoy down in Red Bluff, beautiful store. They carry a lot of my products, and they will encourage every guy to get in there and get some chocolate.
What's exotic about Chocolat by Nancy?
What's exotic about it?
Well, you've
it's
got,
pleasurable
I've had some of your
chocolate.
This is what I want you to tell everybody is that, you know,
it's pleasurable to eat. It smells great. It tastes wonderful. It goes well with wine. It goes well with just grabbing a handful of chocolate during the day when you need a pick me up. And it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
It's all the endorphins.
It is. And it's especially, you know, chocolate. Some people say, well, chocolate's chocolate, and that just isn't true. I mean, there's chocolate, and then there's chocolate.
Yeah, and then there's chocolate.
There's several countries that are noted for their chocolate.
Exactly.
And there's such a difference when you really stop and think about it. And so your chocolate is some of that just it makes you smile when you think about the last piece that you
had. Well, thank you.
And look forward to the next one because it's that special taste that just – just does it.
It does it. Yes. It makes people feel good.
See, Carl is imbibing as we speak. Look at the smile on his face.
I brought him some sea salt caramel bark, which I will be serving Friday night at the Turtle Bay.
That is the combination of the caramel and the sea salt. Oh, I wish you hadn't said that.
This is some good stuff.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, okay. It's exquisite.
Now, Friday night, Turtle Bay, and it starts at, I think, what time? 7?
It's 7 o'clock, and you can get your tickets online at turtlebay.org, and it's $35. They're going to be selling tickets also out of their museum coffee bar and until 5 o'clock Friday night, and there's no tickets sold at the door, so that's important to get your tickets early.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for 21 and over because they're going to be doing wine tasting, and then they're going to be doing
food. This is going to be a great time down at Turtle Bay.
It will be.
Yes.
And this chocolate this here. Friday night.
This Friday night, 16th.
The piece of sea salt with the chocolate is just
and incredible. The caramel. Oh, my. That's the greatest new sensation in the world.
It is the new chocolate. It started, you know, really coming out about a year ago. And people are combining it like crazy. So, again, the restaurants down at Turtle Bay, they're incorporating chocolate in their taste, in their foods.
Mm.
So you have savory and sweet.
And the combination of the caramel and the sea salt and the chocolate.
You're talking with your mouth full.
I know I'm not. It's not full anymore. Okay. It's marvelous.
Nancy, I understand there's going to be I saw some big, you know, relatively big headlines that there's going to be a chocolate shortage. Have you read that?
Well, I actually stay in good contact with my merchandiser at Guitar Chocolate is where I get my chocolate down in San Francisco. And she has been keeping me on. Chocolate has gone up. They watch the crops. They watch the, if they have insects, they watch. They even were watching the Ebola problems because you do get your chocolate from down in the Africa area. And so that it all affects the price. There's not really going to be a shortage. Their crops are coming up, but the price of chocolate has gone up like 35%. So
okay, so I understand that there's, you know, droughts and all that kind of stuff are could be a problem too.
Quite.
Well, I'll tell you what, you make just great chocolate, that's for sure. And where can we find your chocolate?
Well, you can get it at the Enjoy the stores. We also carry the whole line of our product at the Holiday Market on Buenaventura and Placer.
Mm-hmm.
We also do a big candy bar business for Mount Shasta Bars, and they're philanthropists up there, and they donate all their profit to trails, bike trails, walking trails up in Mount Shasta. So we do a lot of candy bars for Turtle Bay. Of course, you can find the products down there in their museum coffee bar.
Okay. So we've got, today we've had, you know, the plays. We've had the, that we're talking about Riverfront. Now we've got the Turtle Bay having their Night of Chocolate Extravaganza. And
get a sneak preview on the exhibit.
That's
so
right.
The
new exhibit.
Yes.
Yeah, that one on, and we talked about that when they were on Turtle Bay, and they've got this exhibit. They use machines that haven't been used in a century to make candy.
And
they can't give it away because then you get into health codes and all that. But you can see how it was made in those you know, jawbreakers and, you know, candy from the 1800s. And all types of candy, you know, up to now. I mean, it's a great exhibit. So if you want to, if you want to do something that's kind of cool, you can go down and you get the chocolate extravaganza and wine tasting and all that, and then go in and see the exhibit.
And then you can go into the store and take care of your Valentine's gift buying, because you could buy a gift right there at the Turtle Bay gift shop.
Exactly.
For Valentine's Day.
There you go.
And
you got it all.
Money ahead. Instead, guys, you do not, it is not required that you wait until February 13th or 14th to buy the chocolate. It's okay to buy it a little bit of ahead of time.
Exactly.
I just noticed I got duct tape for Christmas, and that's going to make the rounds.
Duct tape.
No, I'm sorry. It wasn't at Christmas. We were at a, we were at a party and party favors. It was mine was camouflage duct tape.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to you might see that on Valentine's Day. You might see that wrapped up, you know, see the present wrapped up with that.
Gotcha. As long as there's chocolate in it.
As long as there's chocolate and diamonds,
I'm sure Linda will not mind.
No. Nancy Matthews, thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you for having
and
me.
And chocolate de Nanette.
Oui, oui.
And I'm glad to find out that you're still active.
I'm still here. I'm still active. I'm still local.
Great. Another local business here.
And the
chocolate is outstanding. Head on down to an Enjoy the Store. You can buy it there, here, you know, or Red Bluff, or you can go to Holiday Mart.
Right. On Buenaventura.
On Buenaventura up there, which is another good place to find all of this at. Well, thanks a lot. Hey, when we come back, we're going to do the news. When we come back again, Scott Stapleton. I'm going to be talking to him, the editor of the Santa Barbara Press News, about the beginnings of the attacks on free speech down in Santa Barbara. You think it happens in other places, but no, it's happening right here in our state, the state of liberalism. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460. If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Was a young man who allegedly plotted to attack the U.S. Capitol building a terrorist or just confused? Christopher Cornell's mother, Angela Carmen, tells WCPO-TV in Greene Township, Ohio, her son is no terrorist.
He was a good kid. I mean, he would do anything in the world for you. He would not hurt nobody.
But the FBI says Cornell believes in the extremist group ISIS, recently became a Muslim, and plotted to kill federal officers and employees. The end of the holiday season led to more Americans seeking unemployment benefits last week, according to SRN's Jeremy House.
The Labor Department says applications for benefits soared by 19,000 to a seasonally adjusted 316,000. The four-week average went up by 6,750 to 298,000. That average has fallen 11.4% in the past 12 months, staying at historically low sub-300,000 levels since September. The longer-term trend suggests employers should expect solid economic growth to continue, causing them to hold on to their workers.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Meanwhile, U.S. wholesale prices fell in December by the largest amount in more than 3 years. The Labor Department says its producer price index fell 0.3% last month, the biggest decline since a similar decrease seen in October of 2011. House and Senate Republicans are in Hershey, Pennsylvania this week for their first joint retreat in 10 years.
Hundreds of GOP lawmakers boarded buses yesterday for the 2.5-hour ride north to Hershey, Pennsylvania. Organizers planned work sessions to plot a path forward on issues such as immigration, the economy, and health care. Speakers include former British Prime Minister Tony Blair and former Tonight Show host Jay Leno. Potential presidential hopeful Ted Cruz will be there, but two of his possible challengers, Kentucky's Rand Paul and Florida's Marco Rubio, are skipping the event.
That's SRN's Wally Hines on Capitol Hill. On Wall Street right now, the Dow's off 9 points. This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
On January 19th, in theaters nationwide, Thinking Man Films presents an historic one-night event for the release of a new documentary, Patterns of Evidence, The Exodus. 12 years in the making, The Exodus presents new evidence that clearly matches the biblical account. Following the movie, a panel moderated by Fox News' Gretchen Carlson and featuring radio host Dennis Prager and author Eric Metaxas will provide further insight and commentary on the film. Information on tickets and theater locations for this event are available at patternsofevidence.com.
Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid is planning to return to the Senate next week after missing the first 2 weeks of the new congressional session to recover from an accident, SRN's Linda Kenyon reports.
Senator Reid was injured when a piece of exercise equipment snapped while he was working out at his Nevada home. The 75-year-old suffered several broken bones in his face, broken ribs, a concussion, and temporary vision loss in one eye. So far, he's been under doctor's orders to stay home, and he says although he plans to return next week, he won't do so unless he gets a doctor's permission first. In a radio interview this week, Senator Reid said his injuries won't prevent him from running for a sixth term next year. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
The Mexican government is set to start issuing birth certificates to at its consulates in the United States today to Mexican citizens in the U.S. illegally. It's to help them apply for work permits, driver's licenses, and protection from deportation. This is SRN News. The head of the self-driving cars division for Google expects real people to be using those cars on public roads in just 2 to 5 years.
Chris Urmson says the cars would still be test vehicles, and Google would collect data on how they interact with pedestrians and other vehicles. Google is working on sensors to detect road signs and other vehicles and software that analyzes all the data. The small bulbous cars without steering wheels or pedals are being tested at a Google facility in California. Urmson wouldn't give a date for putting driverless cars on roads en masse, saying that the system has to be safe enough to work properly. Keith Peters, SRN News.
A healthier U.S. housing market and economy helped to winnow foreclosures in 2014 to levels not seen since before the housing bubble burst. The decline is the latest evidence of how foreclosures have diminished in recent years, from a national crisis to a largely market-specific concern around the country. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday morning, January the 15th. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Listen to us no matter where you go. You can't get away from KCNR 1460.
And it's 41 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking at a 10% chance of rain after 4 p.m. today. Mostly sunny with a high near 57 before then. A 50% chance of rain after 10 p.m. tonight and tomorrow. We're looking for rain is likely, and we're hoping that that's a real strong chance of rain and that we actually get some more rain. I've had to close the snow park, and the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts, and you can reach them at 365-3793. That's Shasta Gas Propane.
You know, when we were talking about being cold and with rain coming, obviously you need to give Alliance Heating and Air a call if you have any types of problems. Any type of heating and cooling systems can be fixed by Martin and his team of highly trained professionals. Been in the business over 20 years right here. Locally owned, locally operated, veterans business. Give them a call at 221-2642. You got an emergency? He treats you like family anyway, so he'll be there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day if you need it. Check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. These are people that give back to our community, play a big part in our community, and support our community. Alliance Heating and Air. Other thing I want to talk about real quick was, before we get to our guest, is the first annual New Year's relaxation celebration for women veterans.
Yes.
This is the first time it's happened. It's going to be down at the Frontier Senior Center down in Anderson. And Trish, you've helped put this together, and I really appreciate that.
It's going to be a wonderful venue, and they've got so many things that they're offering our women veterans.
Women veterans.
trying to get them to reach out for the services that they have earned by serving in the military, and so this is an opportunity for them to come, find out what's available, and also just be really treated like a queen for a few hours.
Yeah, and it starts, registration starts at 9:30, and it's going to go to about 1:30, and here's a big shout out to Jersey Mike, who is providing the food, the lunch for this, and you know, and they are providing it at no cost to the women, and I can't say enough about that. And thank you so much for that. We're going to be talking more about that, but you can give a call to if you want to sign up for this at 916-737-8399.
And female veterans throughout the North State have been invited and notified of this. And if you are a woman veteran and have not received an invitation, perhaps perhaps have missed the list, you need to call and get registered for this event because you are eligible, and we invite you to call it and get
in. Yeah, either call that or call the station here at 605-4565. 605-4565, and we'll get you the information on how to get there.
Because you need to be registered to attend.
Okay, as we know about the tragic events that happened in France over the last couple of weeks, a magazine who printed satirical material terrorist, Islamic terrorist, went in there, and I can say that because they were
Islamic terrorists.
Yeah, they're Islamist, and not to be mistaken with Muslim followers of peace, but Islamist who went in there, killed 12 people, including two policemen. Another attack on a kosher restaurant targeting Jewish people within a day of that also occurred.
Which tied in with
the first one.
The first one.
That's right. And at the same time this happened, we have our next guest here. Something also happened here in the state of California, which is, say, well, how can you compare this? Well, it's easy. We're going to talk to Scott Stapleton, who is the editor of the Santa Barbara News Press. Good morning, Scott, and thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
Hi, Carl. Hi, Trish.
Welcome here. And thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate that.
You bet. Now, Trish said it was 41 degrees there. I thought we were still in the same time zone. It sounds like you guys might be midnight somewhere or something.
The northern part of the state is different. We actually have four seasons here and totally different than sunny California where you are.
Yes.
What's the temperature down there in Santa Barbara?
Oh, boy. Well, let's see. It looks to be about 62 already. I'm going to go with 62.
Oh, wow. I tell you what, for us, but we're having the type of weather that we just closed our ski park up here.
No snow.
53 degrees on the mountain. There's something wrong here. Yeah. Hey, Scott, you all made national news when your offices were vandalized and attacked.
Yep.
Because of why did these attacks happen?
Well,
tell us what's happening.
I want our people to hear the background of what happened to you all.
On January 3rd, in a story that we used from the Associated Press plus some local reporting to talk about California's new driver's license for illegals, we used the word illegals in the headline to talk about people lining up for these new driver's licenses. And we've used the word illegals before to refer to people who are here illegally.
Because that's what they are.
And it's not anything new for us. But something about that day struck somebody wrong, I guess. And that it seems, launched a campaign against us, which resulted in our office here in downtown Santa Barbara being hit with paintballs and also somebody spray painting on the front of our office. The border is illegal, not the people who cross it. And also there was another message, fight back. And then on the sidewalks near our office and then also near City Hall, which is just right up the sidewalk from our office, somebody also graffitied the sidewalk with a website kind of espousing an open borders mentality. The U.S. border shouldn't exist, that kind of thing.
Well, isn't that interesting that one of the, there's a couple of things that each nation must have, and one of them is
borders.
Is a border. And the other one, of course, is a common language. We're losing that. But one of them is a border. I mean, so the border's illegal, not the people crossing it, which, of course, is wrong. So all of this started because – and you've been using the term illegals for years. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Well, we've used it. And again, it's kind of strange. Haven't quite figured out why this time it set people off. But, yeah, I mean, we have used it before. It's not the first time that we've used it.
We were talking just before we came on the air about what kind of a makeup is Santa Barbara. It used to be rather conservative. Is it a more liberal?
I would say that there is Lois Capps, who is the House representative member here, has won re-election in some people's mind countless times. She's a Democrat, and so it's a heavy liberal area with a dose of conservativeness. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, is you tell us about the Santa Barbara News Press. I mean, you are the paper for Santa Barbara. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're a daily newspaper, 7 days a week, actually. Every single morning we come out. Santa Barbara proper is our main area. Santa Barbara and Santa Barbara proper is a little different from the rest of Santa Barbara County, probably in its politics. Other parts of the northern part of the county is probably more conservative than Santa Barbara proper is. But yeah, we are the major daily newspaper in Santa Barbara and in Santa Barbara County.
Now, would you say you all are a little bit more conservative than your readership?
We have an editorial page that is conservative and libertarian, probably in bent. There are people here, obviously, who hate us. I mean, this what
that
what
just comes with the territory.
What's that?
You must
that
be
just
doing,
comes with the territory.
Yeah, you must be doing your job,
right,
Scott.
Right. You know, the day that they vandalized the building, or we don't know if it happened late on a Wednesday, early on a Thursday. So it happened sometime overnight there. But the Thursday when the graffiti was discovered, when we came to work here, was the same day that there was a planned protest out in front of our building over this very issue by a group who wants to silence us, who wants to tell us how to report things and what words we should use to report things. And that very day, that very protest coincided with the day that France went into a national day of mourning over the Charlie Hebdo victims.
Right.
Wow.
Hey, you know, Scott, we got to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back. But because I want to talk about that, I want to talk about people wanting to censor the media, and frankly, what happened to you is because they're using coercion and fear and as part of their methods, is to me a terrorist act. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, our guest, Scott Stapleton, the editor of the Santa Barbara News Press, who, because they used the term illegals, has been under attack since then. We'll be right back.
For the 66th Annual Sierra Cascade Logging Conference coming February 5th, 6th, and 7th to the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Sponsored in part by Sierra Pacific Industries, Tri-Counties Bank, Trinity River Lumber Company, and WM Beatty & Associates. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. See displays, logging competition, and much more. Admission is free to this three-day event. For more information, go to SierraCascadeExpo.com.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 28th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, January 31st. While enjoying all-you-can-eat crab, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, Umpqua Bank, Robo Bank, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSafe. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, good morning. It's Thursday, January the 15th. 8:20 in the morning, 41 degrees out there today, going up to 62. Hopefully we'll be seeing some rain this weekend. This portion of the show brought to you by Owens Pharmacy. You know, if you've got one prescription or several prescriptions, you know, it can be a hassle at times trying to get all your prescriptions at one time. You end up going three or four times or calling and you never get it right. Not anymore. Owens Pharmacy are locally owned, locally operated. Great pharmacy here. It has started something called MedSync. They put all your prescriptions and fix it so they're all due on the same day. So you don't have to worry about calling four times or three times or one time. You just have to call once. And when you do, Owens has them filled, and you can come down and pick them up. If you can't come down and pick them up, and this is the good part, they deliver them to you. And how much does that cost? Nothing. Free. Nada. Gratis.
And you can even put them on automatic renew to where you don't even have to call.
You don't even do anything. And they will take care of that. And that's the greatest thing about having your own pharmacist that knows who you are. Not only that, here's your last line of defense. You get a prescription from, say, a new doctor, or you've got a couple of doctors working because you got a knee injury or something like this, and it's something else you're taking. That pharmacist, he's looking at this. He knows who you are. He knows the medicine you're taking. You know, I don't know how many times pharmacists will call doctors and say, hey, look, you know, he's this and that, or she's this and
that. He's already on this kind of medication from another
and
doctor.
So they can maneuver that around a little bit. Or they'll call you up and say, hey, you know what, there's a change here. Those kind of things. That's the greatest thing about having your own pharmacist. And they have an Owens Pharmacy. Great people there. Six locations in town, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6 at most locations. Owens Pharmacy, check them out on that MedSync. It works great. Okay, our guest is Scott Stapleton, who is the editor of the Santa Barbara News Press. Now, Scott has been used the word illegals. I mean, you would think that how can you get upset about that because he's using the true term.
But the rest of it, everybody wants to refer to them as undocumented illegals.
You know, or lost people, but what happened in the news press was is they had a front page story and used the word illegals, and after
that's what they are.
The attack was on. Scott, thank you so much for being with us today.
You bet.
Now, Scott, you said that they were going to, at the same day that France was in mourning because of an attack that resulted in the deaths, this murderous rampage of Islamic terrorists. They came in there and killed the 12, including police, and then attacked the kosher market, attacking Jews. They had a protest because they wanted you to stop using the word illegal.
When did they plan the protest?
Well, it looks like it was the foundation of the. It started the day that we ran the story. There was some stuff online. People said, petition these guys. It was an online petition. Make them retract it. Say we're sorry. Stop using the word. So, I mean, it appears to have started January 3rd, the day it was a Saturday, the day we ran the story.
Okay.
Have you had phone calls and threats?
Well, not threats. Let's see. I've had two heavy breathers, which is interesting. But
Trish gets those all the time.
I don't get those so much anymore. I'm single, and I occasionally they're kind of a pleasant relief.
I've probably of all the phone calls I've had, I have probably had four really vile ones, and it's getting up to countless hoorays, countless stick to your guns, countless don't waver. And then if you look at the letters to the editors and the emails we've received, we've got about a 2-inch stack of emails that we've printed out, in addition to the letters to the editor that we've received, and easily in the 90 percent of those are positive. It's from people who see the wrong in this and they're reacting to it.
Well, that's good. That's good that they're coming forward and supporting our freedoms.
And you know, I mean, the Santa Barbara News Press is not the first entity to use the word illegals. I mean, we're doing nothing different than Cesar Chavez did many, many moons ago. The American Spectator recently had a piece in there with the subhead, Obama honoree opposed illegals. And Cesar Chavez, a person who for many is held in high regard as this great workers' rights person, he wanted closed borders, obviously to protect his union workers here in California.
Right.
Didn't want lower wage workers coming from south of the United States into California to undercut his union workers. And he also referred to them as illegals and some terms that we wouldn't even use. But I mean, this is nothing new. It's stating it as it is. And in the context of California granting a state privilege that is driving to people who are here against federal law, for many people, that is a problem.
Now, when you get the people in opposition to you, do they identify themselves or are those mostly anonymous?
Well, a lot of people have said, a lot of people have identified themselves. I mean, some of the names sound bogus, but I mean, that's nothing new. You know, we get letters to the editor praising things all the time, or I don't mean letters. I mean we get comments or phone calls praising things that sometimes sound like plant. Either way, you know. So I mean, I can go either way. But but some people have stood out here and said undocumented and proud.
Well, you know,
so I mean, there's. It's not uncommon anymore for somebody. I think didn't the state bar grant a license to somebody who was not in this country legally?
Yes.
Yeah, he was so he can practice law. But you know what? But he can't be on a jury, at least not yet. And you know the thing about
they can't board a plane. I think and the new driver's license still has some federal limits that apply. So the day before yesterday or on January 1st. There were even more restrictions, and now the restrictions have become less, and it's touched a nerve with many people.
Well, it's touched a nerve up here. You know, we don't have in the general area up here have a large population of illegals. You know, due for a variety of reasons for up here being in Northern California.
Well, the illegals that we have are underground, outgrown marijuana gardens.
Somewhere, yeah. Well, we have them in the triangle. But do you see, Scott, do you see this as the first steps as they did over in, I mean, you know, people, when they say, how can you compare it to that? I say, it's easy. This is the way it started in France. It starts out with them trying to restrict your right to say things or to print things. And then eventually it starts ramping up. You know, then it becomes, you know, okay, here's our demonstration. And demonstration gets a little pushy. It gets a little violent and they start throwing things. And then it just keeps escalating. Do you have a concern about this at all?
Well, I've never shot a paintball gun, but some people tell me that it looks like that some of these things that hit our building were paintballs, and they came pretty close to some windows. This is a historic building in downtown Santa Barbara, not like heavy, thick, modern windows or anything like that. And a couple inches more on a couple of these things, and it could have gone through a window. And I guess you could say that has already ramped it up. A protest in front of our building is nothing new. A few years ago, a union wanted to assert control over the editorial content here at the News Press, and there were some loud demonstrations out in front of our building because our publisher didn't want an outside group to assert editorial control over the content of this newspaper. Now, those people banged drums and blew horns and used air horns and did some loud chanting and whatnot. There was no graffiti. There was nothing lobbed at the building. This one here, the difference is this group here that also wants to assert editorial control has ramped it up in that they have graffitied our building. Somebody came up to our building. I mean, they had to have been right on top of our building, probably stood on top of one of our news racks to spray paint our building. So, this already has escalated beyond protests that we've seen right out in front of our building within the last, 6 years or so.
Do you feel like there's a need for are you fearful yourself? I mean, do you feel like you need extra protection? Certainly, you're probably being more careful about where you go. But
am I fearful for myself? I obviously don't want harm to come to anybody. I don't want harm to come to people who want to exercise their
right to protest.
Speech. I would hate to see anybody, get injured. And I want to believe that there are enough people who believe in the founding document and the First Amendment that put enough importance in that that it doesn't come to that.
I totally agree, Scott. Scott, we got to take another quick break. When we come back, I'd like to be able to talk to you for a few minutes about political correctness and the fact what kind of impact does that have on the printed word on the press? All the political correctness we're seeing, and it starts, of course, right at the White House, and it's working its way down. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, our guest Scott Stapleton of the Santa Barbara News Press, they used the word illegal, and they've been under attack since then because of this. It's 8:31 in the morning, 41 degrees out there. It's January the 15th. We'll be right back after these messages.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Grace Place Tea House is now serving gourmet teas, Pete's Coffee, and delectable treats. All proceeds from Grace Place benefit Compass Shining Care, a local nonprofit committed to extending compassion and hope, enhancing the quality of life for individuals, families, and the overall community. Right in the heart of downtown at 1448 Pine Street. So stop in, enjoy a special drink while you relax and rejuvenate. Grace Place is what we are all about, a place of grace.
Hi, this is Tracy Watts with the VA. You're invited to our first annual Women Veterans New Year Relaxation Celebration, Saturday, January 31st, 9:30 to 1:30 at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. This day is a special day for you. Learning relaxation techniques, making aromatherapy bath salts, enjoy a massage, good food, fellowship, and gift giveaways. It's free. Have lunch on us. To register, call me at 916-737-8399 or email ladieswhoserve@gmail.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
At Dignity Health, we know that navigating healthcare can be confusing, especially during open enrollment. We are here with information to help you understand the Affordable Care Act and guide you through Covered California so you can find a health plan that's right for you. Whether it's an informational event in your neighborhood or helping connect you to our top-rated doctors and hospitals, we can help. Visit dignityhealth.org/enroll or call 1-855-233-0688. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:34 in the morning. 41 degrees out there. It's going to go up in the 60s today. Hopefully we'll be getting some rain this weekend. We need some. We need to fill up the lake here. 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's last stronghold there. Great haircuts and, the super company down there, discounts for seniors and veterans at Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue across from the subway there. I always like that part about the man's last stronghold.
Yeah, I crack yourself up.
I do. I mean, it does. And I love those guys down there. I mean, it's like the Cheers of barbershops. You know, we're talking about freedom of the press. And, we have such a diversity of shows here. We welcome every show. We welcome all people here, whether, Muslim, Wiccan, whether you're ACLU or the state militia, California state militia. We've had close working on 2,000 guests at this point. Everybody from every walk of life has been invited on our Linda and I's show. And we've taken some heat for some of them, but others, but nobody has ever done anything like this. And our guest is Scott Stapleton of the Santa Barbara News Press, who used the term illegals and has used the term illegals because, frankly, that's what they are. That's what you were describing, right, Scott?
Yes.
It's illegals. Political correctness in the press. I think it's different than it is for you all on the press, in the printed media. And I can't tell you why that is. I mean, people can get upset, but it seems like they can ramp up faster against papers.
The written word is formed by, it is stronger than the,
it's powerful.
Very powerful because it's something that you could, once it's written down, you don't get rid of it.
Right.
It's everlasting. You can, many radio shows will have, recordings of the broadcast available on their website or whatever. They'll do a podcast version, whatever. But even if you hear that and even if you go back to it, it's not the same as holding up a newspaper and saying, see what I told you? These guys are jerks or whatever. You can't do that. You can't hold your iPhone up and say, see, this broadcast is a jerk. It just doesn't work the same.
Well, I remember, as a child, my father used to always tell me, be very careful of what you put in writing because once you write it down and send it, it's forever. It's not going away.
Right.
Especially in today's internet.
And in today's
internet.
Absolutely.
But, okay, Scott, do you see, the White House refuses to use the term Islamic. They said, oh, that doesn't describe what happened, and it was these terrorists, but we can't say it was, if they were true Muslims, they wouldn't be doing this, and on and on. Even though that it's looked at, with people can't believe what they're saying. But you and the press itself, the printed press, the newspapers, are you seeing a political correctness that's impacting on you?
Well, for many, Trish called it being careful. For many, her father's advice to be careful has been taken to such an extreme that we are criticized for saying something that is correct, saying something that is accurate, saying something that it's the truth. And you can't have an unlicensed pharmacist selling drugs on your street, endangering your children. You can only have illegal drugs on your street, endangering. So there are plenty of newspapers and there are plenty of broadcast media as well who have taken the be careful from threat. I mean, face it, it's a threat, the be careful threat, way too seriously, and they're not standing up for what is right.
Well, but this has permeated our whole society from the whole process of how you and how I was raised as a child. And I mean, let's just take our holidays. We used to have Christmas break and we used to have Easter break and we used to have all of these things. Now, I'm not sure what we're celebrating at those times, but it's the winter break and the spring break and we get December 25th off, but we can't say Merry Christmas. I'm not sure what we're celebrating. Happy holidays is the tone. Because we have to be so politically correct that we not hurt anyone's feelings, or maybe they don't believe as we do. And to me, that's absolute rubbish. I mean, it's you're either working, getting Christmas Day off, or you ought to be working because we're not celebrating December 25th.
Right. Hurting people's feelings is a common theme, obviously, for a lot of that, and hurting people's feelings is one of the things that the group protesting us wants us to stop, because they're saying that we're hurting people's feelings by the way we write things. They want to come in here and start an oversight committee here at this privately owned newspaper to help us not write things
that hurt people.
Imagine walking into Coca-Cola and saying, "Hey, I want you to redo your formula to do it this way."
You know,
we have said, our publishers have said, we're not going to back down, and we're not going to back down.
I am astonished by what you just said. I'm not surprised. I'm astonished, though, that they would actually do this. They want to put an oversight committee into your editorial room to oversee what you're seeing, to make sure that you don't use the words they don't like.
Right. And one of the scary things, too, is I put that idea to the head of the Society of Professional Journalists, which is a nationwide organization of journalists. And he said that's not too bad an idea, because it sort of helps you connect with your community. And, it's one thing for the newspaper, any media outlet, if it wants to, quote, connect with its community in a way other than, writing about the community or having letters to the editor, that kind of thing. I mean, if the entity wishes to open up some sort of committee and invite people in and say, hey, we'd like you to, whatever, I mean, that's one thing. But what this group wants to do is they want to start this committee and bring them in. And again, they want to tell us how we're hurting people and how we can do things so we don't hurt people.
And they need to open their own newspaper.
What stops another group from saying, well, okay, no, we're hurt. We want our not hurt feeling criteria to be put in place. It obviously would not work.
It's ludicrous. I mean, as you indicated early in this conversation, this is a privately owned company.
Yep.
You pay the bills. You can write whatever you want to. And the way that's determined whether it's acceptable to the community or not is whether you're profitable.
It also goes to people's understanding and, I guess, people's – I'm going to go back to the founding document. some people understand the founding document, some people don't understand the founding document. I mean, what we do, and it's not even what a radio station does, because you guys are licensed by the federal government. We're not licensed by the federal government. Our license, that's a terrible word. We are enshrined in the Constitution. The First Amendment talks about what we do every day.
Right.
And so for someone not to have that sort of embedded in their psyche, it's very strange to me. And for someone to come up with an idea like we're going to come in and tell you how to do your thing shows a lack of understanding, a lack of reading of the founding document.
But let's go right, and Carl brought it up a little earlier. That starts right at the top of this country right now. A lack of understanding of the founding documents.
Hello, Scott.
Did we lose you, Scott?
I'm here. You know what? Something cut out. Sorry.
We all kind of went dead there.
Panic a producer.
what Trish said is, you know, if the person at the top, in this case, the president, doesn't quite understand where the Constitution is and what should be out there, it gains a lot of momentum as it heads downhill.
A lot of people would say that, yes. I'm not in a position to make that kind of – but, I mean, I hear what you're saying, and, yes, a lot of people agree with that, yes.
I saw one of the comments in here that says, do you people really think you're better than people that enter the country illegally? Everyone breaks the law, not this particular law. So either we're all illegals or none of us are. That's the type of mindset you're going to get is you can enter this country illegally, but if I drive through a stop sign, it's the same thing. But you know,
they're trying to say, you know what, your ancestors probably came here illegally. And so if you can do it, I can do it. But you know what? Ellis Island used to be the entry point for many people. And so the everybody is here illegal notion fails on many fronts, not the least of which is that they want to turn it into merely being somebody from south of the border, and the illegal is not a racist term in and of itself. They want to make it that, but I mean, it's not that.
Our guest is Scott Stapleton, the editor of the Santa Barbara News Press, that when they use the term illegal, and they've used the term illegal because it is, first of all, it is a correct term, and it describes the people that are here illegally. Their papers come under attack, including the group that's formed that wants to put an oversight committee in the paper's editorial room so they won't hurt people's feelings. This is just absolutely ludicrous, but it's not surprising. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk about just kind of round it up with Scott and talking about what's the paper going to be doing here over the next 6 months. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Beautiful this time of year. You've just got to get out and enjoy it. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can make you avoid things you love doing and keep you stuck inside with your feet up, missing out on the fun of fall. You may have venous insufficiency causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. So don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are your local vein and vascular treatment experts, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely performing varicose vein treatments for over 9 years. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can look and feel great.
Attention all brides-to-be. If you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way, on Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. It's the wedding show of the year. Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3 at the Simpson Event Center. For more information, call 223-3868.
So, Chris, Second Tuesday meets at the Cottonwood Eatery, February 10th.
You know, I lost a big cottonwood tree in the fire last year.
Okay. Not sure what that has to do with our dinner at that great little eatery in Cottonwood.
Just saying. So, don't they have great homestyle dinners and great desserts?
Yes, they do. Won't you please join us Tuesday, February 10th, for great food and good company at the Cottonwood Eatery on Front Street in Cottonwood. And 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society to help us continue to support the abused and homeless animals. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Just a small town girl. We're just a small town guy. Except our world isn't lonely.
No.
Trish, here, Carl Bott with Trish Clark here. It's Thursday, January the 15th. It's 8:50 in the morning on Thursday. It's 41 degrees out there, going up in the 60s today. We're starting to look at rain tomorrow, and let's hope we can get the rain. We want to fill up our lakes, fill up all of our lakes.
We need it to turn cold so we get some snowpack on those mountains so that lake will stay full this summer.
We want that, so we open up the snow park again, and we can get, you know, I don't mind having low temperatures and bad weather. You know, December was great. We need the rain. We need all of that. See, we don't live down in Southern California, Santa Barbara, in those areas where they only
60 thing
they,
degrees.
The only time they think about us is when they want our water up here.
where we have no water.
But it's been pointed out to us, Scott, that this isn't your water. This is whoever owns the legislature. It's their water.
Actually, it's federal water that comes from here.
Well, who knows where this water is. But, you know,
that's why it tastes so bad. Oh, okay.
Federal water. Hey, our guest is Scott Stapleton, who is the editor of the Santa Barbara Press News. I'm sorry, News Press, who we've had him on for this whole hour here, and I've been happy to do it, to listen to somebody from a different part of the area, and who used the term, rightly so, because it describes them as illegals, and the war was on. They've graffitied and paintballed, which is shooting a gun. A paintball gun is they shot his building. They graffitied it. They've graffitied the sidewalk. He's had committees protesting and as we learned in the last segment, the committee wants to put an oversight committee inside the editorial room of the Santa Barbara News Press. So to make sure you just don't hurt feelings anymore. Scott, congratulations. I think you're finally starting to get to him.
So where are you now? What is it continuing? Is it kind of a hiatus here? What's happening as we speak?
Well, since the first story, we've used illegals in the paper again, I don't know, three or four stories since then, so we will continue to do that. They have given us until January 19th, which is the commemoration of Martin Luther King Day, to change our ways, or they are going to have more action. They're going to be out here apparently that afternoon protesting us again. We've heard from people who perhaps plan to be in town to counter that protest. And again, like I said, our publisher's office says we're not going to change, and so we plan to do what we think is truthful, and that is to continue to refer to people who are illegal as illegal.
Have you said anything about Martin Luther King? So are they just using that day as an excuse?
Well, some people have said to us, "Hey, they're just piggybacking because we there will probably be a Martin Luther King parade, you know, kind of celebration
sure,
thing.
Sure, we have them here."
And some people are saying that, well, you know, they just want to hijack that, bring them over to your office, and you know, protest you that way. That it's interesting. Some of the same people who were out at the protest last week were some of the same people who were here when the union wanted to assert its editorial control over the paper. So they are even, and they failed. A federal judge ruled in the newspaper's favor that the newspaper's publisher's First Amendment right trumps anybody else's federal rights when it comes to what we publish. First Amendment rights. They failed, and they are even using this group who is protesting our use of the word illegals now to be out there. They're out there protesting with them.
So the unions, you've also got picking a fight with the unions too, huh?
We've won that fight. So
you've won that fight. What did the unions want?
Same thing.
They wanted to tell us how to what we can and can't publish. They wanted to control the newsroom, and you can't control the content of the newsroom. That's not something that a union can do.
How did the union want to do that? I mean, they wanted to come in and tell you what to write?
One of their main demands went straight to that very topic, and a federal judge ultimately said no. The First Amendment rights of the publisher trumps anybody else's First Amendment rights.
Yeah.
You know, it's absolutely
that's frightening too.
I was going to say that is absolutely frightening that we have reached a place in this United States where we have to have a federal judge rule on such a rudiment. It's so clear that they can't do that. I mean, the First Amendment is absolutely clear. How can you not understand freedom of the press?
Well,
you have to have a judge rule on it?
Legal advice, maybe you just don't understand. I don't know. I can't answer for anybody else.
Well, it sounds like, Scott, and it sounds like y'all are holding the line there.
Yes, we are. Yep.
You've got people, and I believe that. You probably got, the 90% of the people that write in just say, hey, you know what? Stick to your guns there, buddy, because, you know, if you change on this one, where do you stop?
Oh. If you change like everybody else has
yeah.
on this one. Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's the other thing. I mean, we're famous up here because the ranger or whoever the speaker was, when they found an illegal inside the campgrounds there, that it was a lost tourist is the way they used it. They wouldn't even use the word undocumented. It was so hilarious.
A lost tourist.
It made the Drudge Report went worldwide because of they were afraid to say something up here. But I mean it's like we have these illegal camps up here, you know, of people of transients that, oh, you know, they're homeless. Well, some are homeless, but a lot of them just have. It's a subculture, and they like it. So
they
we've been
to live that way.
Yeah, and we had something as you know, essentially it says don't give people handouts because it just encourages that. And people that had these up had got their windows broken, and you know, again, a form of opinion, it's a form of terrorism. We're going to destroy something you own if you continue to espouse this site, you know, espouse this viewpoint.
Well, we plan to not let that happen. And Jim Ewert, who is the general counsel of the California Newspaper Publishers Association, put it quite succinctly when I asked him, what do you think about this oversight committee idea? He said, you know, if somebody doesn't like what you publish, let them start their own newspaper.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
And certainly they're right. That's what's great about the free enterprise system. If I have an opinion differing from you and it's strong enough, then I need to put my money where my mouth is and start up my own newspaper to confront what you say.
Yeah. Don't like the shows here? Come on down. Start your own radio station. Earn your first million in the radio business. And you do that by starting with 3 million. So, hey, Scott Stapleton, the editor of the Santa Barbara News Press, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for your time.
And, you know, thank you for your courage and your and standing and sticking to your guns like this, because, you know, it's so rare that you see that. I don't, you know, frankly, I don't see it up here that much.
Well, we'll be checking back with you on January 19th to see the next phase.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right.
Thanks. All right. Thanks a lot, Scott. Hey, Trish, you know, I mean, an oversight committee, you know, that'd be like having an oversight committee to come in here, sit here, have somebody sit here and make sure we don't say things that's going to offend people.
There are those who'd probably advocate.
You know what? They are, but see, and they don't understand what that means. Oh, you can't say that. You know what? You need somebody to make sure you don't say those kind of things.
Well,
guess what? Don't listen.
I believe that's called a political officer.
Yeah, well, it's called the button that changes the channel. A political officer, you're right.
That's exactly right.
Communist.
And, you know, one thing no one's ever accused me of is being politically correct, and I'm hoping that they never do. I mean, if I fall to that, it is what it is, and we need to stand up.
You have to.
You have to.
And if people don't like it, then there's two things you can do. One,
stop
don't listen.
Listening.
Or buy your own radio station. Put your stuff out there. You know, we welcome all viewpoints here, and would love to have a very progressive liberal show on. But unfortunately, they can't get.
They can't fill the time and nobody will listen to them.
They can't get the sponsoring for it. And,
that's exactly.
And I don't put on a free show like that because I have to pay my producers and everything. So.
Well, that's what I so enjoy about.
Yeah, well, you know, I pay you on a semi-regular basis. So.
I mean, anyway. I so enjoy on Thursday morning because I get the opportunity to say what I believe and they can agree or disagree.
That's right.
But everybody has that opportunity. Pick up the phone. Give us a call.
There you go. Stuck in your craw? Give us a call. Hey, tomorrow, Simpson University talking about the Aspire program on how you can graduate from a college, and it's not going to cost you an arm and leg, and you can do it in kind of in your own leisure, but be able to do it quick, plus a few other great things that are happening tomorrow with Carl Bott and Linda Bott. Trish Clark, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Song
and I'll try to be
all,
on
baby.
Time next
yeah,
time.
Yeah, and don't forget that Linda's on the spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Stick in there, good guys.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. His parents are standing by their son, 20-year-old Christopher Cornell, accused of plotting an attack on the U.S. Capitol. His father, John, describes Cornell, a recent convert to Islam, as just a big kid.
He may have lost his way somewhere in there, but I believe he was really vulnerable, and I believe he was coerced in a lot of ways.
He talked to Cincinnati's WCPO-TV. The first prospective juror questioned in the trial of Boston Marathon bombing suspect Johar Tsarnaev says he would sentence Tsarnaev to death. The man tells a Boston judge he believes Tsarnaev is guilty and should get a death sentence. French websites have suffered around 19,000 cyber attacks since last week's deadly terrorist rampage in Paris. That's according to the country's top cyber defense official. Also at srnnews.com, with the holiday shopping season over, more